everybody. Welcome back to the Well Podcast, a place for health and wholeness. Guess what? Haven't had either. Rebranded this podcast, and it was in the middle of having COVID, okay? So this is going to be a candid episode. If you are sensitive about the COVID situation, or if you have it, if you're feeling depleted, if you're emotional, if your immune tank is low, I would recommend maybe listening to this at a different time. This might feel like a little bit of a rant. I am doing it with all love in my heart, but this has been some triggering, let's put it that way. When TJ passed away, when I was 38 years old, I had 3 little kids. It was trauma, and that is what this has felt like again. March 2020, when the whole world shut down and all the kids were home, that felt like trauma, and it brings up all the stress, all the things in my body. I'm a little triggered and a little frustrated. So COVID brain is a real thing, and it made me all kinds of angry. I am not going to lie. I would be talking and lose my thoughts. Nothing makes you feel more crazy, and please, when I say that word, if that triggers you, I'm so sorry. I have all the mental illness in my family. I've had grief. I've had all the things. I mean, but no disrespect. I'm allowed to call myself that. When I feel crazy, it means that I feel like I've been gaslit. Do you know what that means? Look up the term gaslighting. It's basically when someone's messing with you, usually a narcissist, and basically the story of how it originated was that this man was abusive, whether it was through alcohol or emotions, all physical, whatever, all. But he would tell his wife, "Oh, you left the light on last night. Could have burned down the house. What are you thinking?" And she's going, "I haven't been outside. I know that I did not light the gas lamp outside. And you came home drunk last night," is what she's thinking. "You came home drunk last night, and actually you're the one that left the light on," but she doesn't say a thing because she's being messed with. She's being made to feel crazy. Okay. So that is what having COVID felt like to me, being gaslighted or gaslit. Okay. Because I had prepared for COVID. I am a wellness teacher. I take care of my body. My husband and I work out. We eat healthy. We also don't always eat healthy. I mean, we're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we really, really, I promote in my life and my business to prepare for sickness by keeping your immune system strong, for taking supplements. The supplements I take, you guys, come on. I take like the cellular health, the antioxidants, the probiotics, I was so ready for COVID, and I'm so blessed that we weren't really sick. I'm so blessed. But guess what I was told? I'm lucky because I didn't take the shot. Or I was going to die because I didn't take the shot. Or, I mean, I was literally told these things, some people from love, you know, like, wow, you're really fortunate. And it was from love. That's one thing. But from some other more dysfunctional people in my life, I was told that I was going to die because I didn't take the shot. Well, guess what? I didn't die. Okay? And I haven't wanted to talk about COVID. I think a podcast is one of the only places that I can talk about it, though. And guess what? I have a microphone sitting in front of me. So you can block this out. You do not have to listen to it. But I can't stay silent anymore. Truth means everything to me. My mom has a Bible study and a group about truth. About truth is absolute. It is unshakable. It is founded in God's word. There's not your truth and my truth. There is the truth. There's opinion, but truth is truth. And the truth is my body knows how to fight viruses because I was made by the God of the universe. And my holistic, most brilliant things from nature that I use, that I promote, that I'm excited about, They are gifts from God. I use them on the daily to take care of myself, but that I also have an arsenal full of stuff. You guys would not believe everything that I did to fight COVID. I didn't just go, oh, I might get COVID. No big deal. I'll be fine and lay on the couch and drink beer. That's what I wanted to do, but that's not what I did. I fought with the tools that I have and that I teach about and that I believe in and that I know are gifts. And no, I'm not just talking about oils, and it's not because I sell them. It is because I chose to learn about plants and about botanicals and about creation and what it did, because that proves how loved we are by the God of the universe. The Bible says that the leaves were made for healing. They were given. God knew we were going to mess up. By Genesis 3, we had already messed up. Like, it only took 3 books, right? And yes, it spanned a little bit of time. But as soon as people get involved, we mess things up. This is why I started my business 8 years ago. It's why my heart was overcome by learning about plants and about what they do in the body. And that our God is such a loving God that guess what he did? He created us. He gave us free will. He knew we were going to mess up. And he came up with the rescue plan also by the third book. The whole thing was all about our rescue plan. And those plants in creation, guess what? They were already meant for healing. And he knew we were going to mess up. Like, he knows it. And there was provision and there was love by God. Okay, so that's my rant about natural wellness. That being said, what happened when the Industrial Revolution happened and, you know, people had always used natural remedies in third world countries? What do? They don't have a Walgreens, right? They use the plants, they use food, they use everything from nature to heal themselves. In other countries, they put plants right on the skin and wrap it up because they know that that's going to heal. So what happened during the Industrial Revolution? We started faking everything. We took all of the different compounds from plants and we started isolating them and making them synthetic in the lab. So, for example, lavender does like a million gazillion different things. But we have different medicines for Sudafed, and we have all the different medicines that pull out the different strains. Lavender does a million things, but the medicines were all made synthetically to do one thing, for the money. So, oh, give me words. So, I didn't want to take a shot. I know the power of how I was created, and I don't even know a tenth of it, you guys. I don't know. I'm in natural wellness, and I feel so overwhelmed, and I don't know. I don't have a medical bone in my body. I don't know what to do when bad things happen. When my kids got hurt when they were little, I would be like, Mommy, I'll go to the store. I don't want to be around the blood. I pass out when I give blood. Like, I don't have a medical bone in my body. But what I do know is that God is brilliant and creation, our bodies are brilliant. When I had that baby, each one of them, I was like, oh my gosh, my body is made to give them exactly what they need. And the nurses were trying to tell me, you're going to need to give him formula if your milk doesn't come in and whatever. And I was like, no. Back to the basics here. My body is going to kick in. Now, sometimes your body doesn't kick in, and I know that we have to supplement, and that's why I'm so grateful for modern medicine. I had C-sections. Thank God my baby didn't die. Thank God I didn't die. My kids have broken bones, and I mean, modern medicine and the doctors that are so brilliant are so brilliant. I'm so grateful for modern medicine. But let's ask medicine to do what it's supposed to do. And let's be thankful that our bodies do what they're supposed to do. So anyway, I didn't take the shot. I have done tons and tons of research. And you might say, yeah, everyone does research, everyone whatever. But I've been watching the numbers of COVID. I've been watching how many people, the different comorbidities, the different lifestyle changes that really seem to make a difference. and I feel really great about not getting the shot, and I think that I should have the freedom to decide it or not, because I use other shots. I use other forms of shots all the time, every day. So important to me. So that being said, this virus it's something. I swear, whatever weakness, that's why we've been so focused on the lungs, because obviously, I mean, if you can't breathe, right? You can't, that's life. So I totally get it. But what we haven't been teaching about, now that I've had it, I'm like, Lord have mercy, I want to shout it from the rooftops. This virus was obviously very, very different. I do feel that it was that we've been messing with viruses in labs, that we've been playing God in ways that we should not be playing God. Stay out of it, people. As soon as we got involved in medicines, we messed it all up. Stay out of it. When this virus was in my body, it made me really upset. It's like it pounces on whatever weakness that you have. And the inflammation, I just had pains, aches and pains, and the brain fog set in later. I would feel better for a couple days and then I would go down again. It messed with my mind. And then having the virus was awful in itself, but we weren't even that sick. It was what was going on in the world. Having to stay at home, feel like a leper, be told that you're doing the wrong thing, be told that you're killing other people because you didn't take a shot that's not even working anyway the way it's supposed to work. It's not even a vaccine because vaccines eradicate. To be honest, the worst part of having COVID was what's going on in the world right now. It broke my heart. I usually set major boundaries. I've done a lot of work in my life to not put in tons of garbage that I have to put good in because it pushes the junk out. And staying at home and trying to figure out how to serve my family, having to figure out, you know, how to stay away from my three biological children because my husband and I had it first, not being able to see my stepchildren because they weren't allowed to be near us. Then my kids getting it, and then I actually could be with them. We'd have one kid that does have it, two that don't, one sitting at the dining room table, two can sit at the counter because they have to stay away from us. Everyone has to quarantine at different times. I want to be taking care of everyone. Here I know all of these amazing protocols to do with my body, but I can't go near my kids, and then they got it, and then I could go near them. Anyway. I got this quote from my best friend, and she is a coach on the Well, and I love this quote. I think that I actually wrote it down as she said, because I'm like, this is it. She said, "We were not created to handle this much at once. Our brains are at capacity and then some. We hear everything about everywhere and about everyone." So my COVID clarity for you is to guard your heart. If you're taking in too much, turn off the TV. Remember who God is, how you were created. If things feel off to you, go back to the last episode. If things feel off, go back and be like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Don't do something if it does not sit right with you. Now, I am not trying to be rebellious. I'm not trying to be rebellious at all. I'm just trying to do what I literally do for a living, is just focus on how amazing our bodies are and giving it the tools that it needs. That's literally as simple as my wellness plan is. Set boundaries, use real stuff. Real, not fake. Made in the ground, from a plant, not in a plant. I mean, I am not a brilliant wellness educator. It's just simple to me. The load that we are carrying right now is too much. The worst part of having COVID was not COVID. It was everything going on, all of the misinformation, Afghanistan, all happened, all the stuff there, and the people hanging from planes was the day I got COVID. It is just too much. The rules keep changing. We feel like we're doing the right thing, but then the rules change, and then we're doing the wrong thing, and we didn't even know that the rules changed. That is gaslighting. It's not okay. And I'm so grateful to the people online who are telling the truth and who are saying, remember what your body's capable of. Remember this. If you feel great about getting the shot, great. There is many people that I think it's a great idea for them to have it. For me, I knew it wasn't. And I'm doing a lot of things afterwards. After you're negative, there is still a toxin in your body. I still have side effects. I still can't work out, which is a major part of my wellness. So I can walk, but I can't work out the same way. The brain fog is getting better, but it's taken weeks. I'm a month out now from when we first got it. This is a virus that is messed up. It's not okay. You don't have to say that something is okay that isn't okay. And you get to know what is true. So we fought really, really hard. We did not just roll over and not do anything about it, not being irresponsible. We fought it really, really hard. I've made a video of my protocol. I still was really struggling at the time that I recorded it. Being thirsty was something that's just been awful for me. It's like my body needs so much water to get this out of me. But I did many, many things to fight it. Some are with essential oils. One was a prescription that I took. A lot of detoxification things. I really, really, really recommend that the toxin in your body needs to really get out. So if you took that from the shot, same thing. Detoxification and getting inflammation down naturally, not taking another pill. I also took ibuprofen for the pain, which I never really take, and that messed up my stomach. So there's always a consequence. Everything that we do has a consequence, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. But the good thing is about the power of these plants that were given by God is that His cup, just like the well, He gives us more than we even know. He gives us more. When we use a plant, when we eat real food that's sourced and sustainable, we get side benefits that we don't even know. And, you know, I used to think that if you cared about nature, you were like a hippie. What in the world? Like, we should all be hippies then, in the perfect way that just gives the credit to God. I just want Him to get the glory for what He's given us. That's it. It just needs to be as pure as it can, closest to what He made. So that's why I buy organic. That's why I buy the most quality essential oils. That's why I clean the stuff that I don't buy organic with natural things to clean it. It is just to get as close. I know we're in a fallen, crazy world. I know that we can't be like that. But I just want Him to get the glory a little bit. It's been such a hard time. So if you have had COVID and you're like, I don't feel right. What is going on with me? Believe me, by day 8 through 10, I was in bed like, I'm not okay. Like, and I wasn't even that sick. I felt cuckoo for how weird I felt. It just was the brain and the aches and it was weird. This is not a right virus. This is not anything that we've experienced before. And so please don't feel crazy. Please reach out if you need support. If you'd like my video on how I took care of myself and my family naturally, we did a lot of things. I mean, it's a little overwhelming, so don't feel like you have to do everything, but I had the tools, so I used them. And so please don't feel crazy if you felt really weird. I don't want you to feel alone. This was way sassier than any other podcast I've ever done, but I have to. I care so much that you guys know all of the tools that are available and that God's got you and He had a plan and you're not crazy. And if you have had somebody pass away from COVID or someone be very, very sick in the hospital, my own father was in the hospital that needed oxygen. I know that this can be very, very serious. Don't hear me say that I'm minimizing it whatsoever. I just know that the load that we are all carrying emotionally, physically, and spiritually right now is just too much. We cannot handle this on our own. And so please reach out if you are just needing help. Just reach out. Go to thewellteam.com/quiz, fill out the quiz, tell us what's going on, and we will give you all the resources that we have compiled. And so we are here for you, and I'm so grateful to my friends that are on the well, and my husband and my children for being patient with my triggered brain. But I'm so grateful that we didn't get really sick, because I could have eaten my words. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness. I'm so grateful that we didn't get sick. I'm so sorry if you have had someone who has, because I'm telling you, this virus, it attacks our weaknesses. And so, you know, my dad had open heart surgery. So, I mean, there's so many things that are our weaknesses, and this nasty virus really, really gets in. And I'm so sorry if you have lost someone. I have had the similar experience. And so part of the reason why I have been so intentional of taking care of myself. So please reach out, fill out the quiz at thewellteam.com. Let us support you. If you're struggling with something and you need coaching, again, fill out that quiz and we are here for you. You are not alone. You are not crazy. Or maybe you're just as crazy as me.